Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 24th podcast in the series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine, and with me today is Anant Agrawal, Chief Marketing Officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Back on December the 18th, we did an interview with an operator who questions how remote machine monitoring affects machine load plans. This operator asks, what happens if an out-of-order situation happens and it affects the power levels in the machine? In the situation where a operator is using remote machine monitoring, he wonders if the machine will actually alert the operator automatically to a change in power level. He says that the power levels are based on averages, and if we have an unusual situation, those averages are going to be changed. But he questions how the remote machine monitoring system will be able to adjust for an unusual change in power level. And Anant, what is your response to this concern?
So we feel that remote monitoring is absolutely critical for pre-kitting. The other systems that provide pre-kitting without real-time information, they're doing the best they can to guess what to send to the machine, and they base that on what the power level the operators set in the machine to fill up to when they get out there. But because it's a guess, guess is just as good as a guess, and it's based on averages, you're going to find situations where you're pretty much short or over most of the time. And because of that, you kind of lose the purpose of having pre-kitting, which is really to have control on the planogram and the scheduling purposes. So the power level issue with remote monitoring really doesn't exist, because when you pull a pre-kit with a remote monitoring system like with Seed, we pretty much know in real time what is in the machine at the time and what you told us the power level should be. So we basically just tell you the difference to take to the machine. And we don't really suggest forecasting those values because, again, the more variability or misguesses you put out in the field, the more room for error there is with the driver and data entry. For high-volume machines where by the time you pre-kit it the day before you go out to the machine, you do want to forecast a little bit just to make up for that, and we do have forecasting available for that on the high-volume machines. But the power level in terms of what you fill up to pretty much is always exactly what we told you to take or below that.
But does that power level fluctuate pretty much?
The power level is what the operator sets it at.
Okay.
So if the capacity of a column, let's say, is 12 units, they may set it at 10. It really doesn't fluctuate. Now, what systems that are being worked on is to look at that level of 10 that the operator set. Is that actually the right value, or should we be reducing it down to 5? Because every time you go visit the machine, you've never sold more than 5.
Okay. But the power level can fluctuate based on the activity at the machine, correct?
Yes, but the operator would have to change the power level themselves.
Okay. So he has to, if he's got remote machine monitoring, he has to be looking at what the computer is telling him the power level should be based on the previous day's activities, correct?
The static systems they don't tell you, change the power level. Now, dynamic merchandising, which tells you both what to put in the different machines and also to change the power levels, so that you can maximize your service interval, that's when the system will automatically tell you, change the power level from, for example, 10 to 5.
And to have something like that, you do need remote machine monitoring, correct?
We feel that you need to have that accurate data to make those judgment calls.
Does the remote machine monitoring system actually inform you in real time what's in the machine?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, that concludes our 24th technology podcast. Anant, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Elliot.